Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast 201 and counting. Coming up on this week's Not Live show. Facebook, the only thing more annoying than all the posts complaining about Facebook, all the posts complaining about the people complaining about Facebook. Needless to say, you're not happy. Lucky then that Google Plus has landed proper. We'll discuss the merits of both, including the new Facebook features announced yesterday. Voting's closed in the T3 Gadget Awards. Find out what happens next and find out what you'll all soon find on the new T3.com.
It's there now.
thank you.
Find out about all the things you've already seen.
Yes.
Because by the time this goes out, it'll have been live for several days.
There we are. And we can finally close the door on iPhone 5 launch date speculation. At least check back on that statement on the 4th of October. Joining me in this tech foray, as ever, it's the lovely Ree Morgan and the man who learned all he knew from a Shaolin monk found wandering in Malaya. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
All I know about hairstyling.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought that was quite a funny joke, and it absolutely died on itself.
Sorry. It's early.
I'll try that again. All I learned. I fluffed it completely now. All I know about hairstyling.
Hey.
I'm making a self-deprecating reference to the fact that I've got slight male pattern baldness.
How's it been hanging this week, Dunk?
My hair, or well, this month, this week, this last couple of weeks. I've got a cold for a start. I've got dual drink strategy this week. I've got caffeine to keep me up in the form of coffee, and Lemsip to
uppers and downers.
Yeah, I guess. Drugs and more mild
Coke and
drugs.
Ketamine.
Yes. So what was I talking about?
Your rant.
Yes.
A couple of weeks. Sensation, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So I've been attempting to live the dream, which obviously we all, as technology people, we all aspire to have multi-room audio in our houses.
Which I have.
So to that end, I very graciously agreed to do a group test of some multi-room audio equipment, and it's been a complete pain. Nothing is ever simple, it seems.
Sonos is simple.
No, I couldn't get Sonos to work. Everybody I've spoken to has said that. And to be fair, a lot of the people I've spoken to have said it's very simple. They've said all you need to do is get a NAS drive, set up the app on your smartphone, then use a bridge from your router to the... So, which isn't that simple, is it?
Okay.
And also, I don't like Sonos's interface anyway. So, yeah, no, so I've got a Sonos system and an AirPlay system, and I couldn't get either of them to work, and it was causing me... I don't know why, because I suppose because the idea is it's like it's premium, it's high end. You want it to be simple. Mm. AirPlay in particular, it sounds like it should be so simple. It just goes through the air and it plays just like that. You just press a button. It's all wired into iTunes. You know, iTunes is if you're used to using it, it's quite a simple piece of software.
It just works. To borrow a phrase
in music terms, I think, because I know lots of people hate iTunes for various reasons, but in terms of pure managing music, you know, constructing playlists, finding the next thing you want to listen to. Thinking of a thing that you want to listen to because you've just heard something else, there's nothing else as good. So great, if you can then zap it to every room in your house wirelessly, then what could be more superb than that? But the problem is, you have to keep on... It caused my router to crash repeatedly. Oh. And I had to just go and turn it off and turn it back on again. And like I was thinking, God, you know, a few short years ago, I could go and turn on my stereo and immediately listen to music on it. Now, I turn on my stereo, then I go and turn off my router, turn back on my router.
And if you wanted to listen to it in every room in that house, you could just turn the volume
up. Well, that is, to be fair, pretty much my technique for multi-room audio. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, now I have to go and reconfigure my Wi-Fi settings. It doesn't have quite the elegant simplicity of, you know, slipping a 12-inch record out of a... You know, I don't want to seem like a Luddite here. But the thing that was really annoying was for some time, I had a Denon CL, which is also AirPlay. It isn't multi-room because I've only got one of them, if you see what I mean. Yeah. Well, I suppose it could have multiple £600 stereos in every single room. And that didn't have any problems at all. So I concluded that basically if you've got more than three Wi-Fi things, it starts to get more difficult. And that's what the PR kind of said that. He said, well, maybe you've got too many Wi-Fi things to turn on. Yeah. And I said, well, maybe that's the number of Wi-Fi things that I want. And I don't want to turn off some of those Wi-Fi things. Maybe you could put that in your pipe and smoke it.
See, my system works beautifully. I had my Sonos playing in the garden while I was barbecuing. And in the lounge for when we went inside.
Do you not have many Wi-Fi things?
Oh,
Do you not allow Lucy to have a smartphone?
Obviously, you know.
She must have like a non-Wi-Fi phone.
Obviously, Lucy still uses her trusty Nokia 1110, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone's happy.
And they ask, if you don't have your PS3
on
Wi-Fi.
She hasn't got a laptop, pen and paper.
Because my flatmate's always streaming things to the telly and that sort of thing. Because basically it's a very techie fault, household. Really. And then James sits around reading the news on his bloody smartphone all the time. So that uses...
I see. All right.
Trials
well,
and tribulations.
So that's a hard life, isn't it?
So zero stars for both systems. That's,
well, no, both systems were good when they worked.
When they worked, I see.
But I don't know, Wi-Fi routers need to get better, I guess.
Right, before we get on to the top story, exciting stuff. We've been looking at the new T3.com. Which looks very snazzy.
It does look very good. It's a massive departure from the old T3.com.
That means it shits on the old T3.com.
Yeah, it does.
It's so shits. Much better.
It
pisses
amazing.
From a great height.
It pisses and shits.
Yeah. It does. It's awesome. It looks like an actual real website, like how websites should look.
Yes, it's got a contemporary,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, kind of post 2009 sort of look to it, whereas before it had a slightly Bayer Tapestry 1066 look to it.
Yes,
yes,
a retro cool feel.
Yeah, I guess you could call it retro. We're going to bring it back in 2 years' time and call it, you know, the classic T3, like Coca-Cola.
So basically now it's completely changed.
Completely changed.
What happens when you go on now?
So you go on and you land on the brand new homepage. There's a whole new look, changed colours, that horrible blue is gone. It's all black and red, which are the new colours. Then basically at the top, you get all the latest content. So it could be anything from video, news.
In big boxes.
Massive boxes. Not tiny little columns.
It's rather reminiscent of Windows Mobile, do you not think? With its tiles.
You just killed it now.
Well, a bit, I suppose. But then the thing with... It does have a tactile quality to it, I suppose.
Yeah.
I guess that's got to be the next thing.
It's begging for touch.
Well, I mean, on a
touchscreen use, isn't it?
I mean, obviously on a tablet. I haven't seen it on a tablet, but it's going to look very good on a tablet.
It is, yeah.
So you've got all the latest and greatest.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Will you be able to, does the video still work on the iPad? Is it?
Yes.
It does, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Marvellous.
It does still work on the iPad.
The only complaint is that the T3 podcast has now been buried to a tiny link at the bottom of the screen.
But that's going to be rectified.
Oh, it was so prominent on the old one.
Yeah, I know. We didn't think it would get any worse. Reese on the case.
I'm on the case. And there's also the buzz wall, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I like that.
The buzz wall is quite cool. So this is a page where there's three buzz walls. The first one is the latest. You get all the latest. If you imagine, it's like, what is it? It looks like a collage of all the articles that everyone's reading, the ones that have been most commented, most tweeted.
The ones that people are buzzing about.
Yeah, buzzing about. So you scroll over it and you can like have a look what's going on and then click on something that takes your fancy. And then there's an editor's picks one where we pick what we want to put on the buzz wall.
Nice. And the comments seem to have been sorted now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The comments,
is it
no
all
more.
Is that all plugged into Facebook?
It is. I think it works something like Discuss.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it might be Discuss, I'm not sure.
Okay, right.
So the comments, because before we just get spammed.
It's atrocious.
Every single comment.
The only
was...
people would comment, the comments were like,
cheap Fred Perry shirts.
Yeah. It was like massive, just spamming everywhere. Yeah. So we had to turn the comments
all
off.
Sorted.
Beautiful Russian ladies, waiting for your call.
Oh, that was me, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a request.
And it's fully integrated into Facebook and Twitter and everything.
There's a thing. Somebody, I don't know why they emailed me. But it was sort of a complaint. And apparently there is an issue with the comments if, for some reason, best known to yourself, you're still using Internet Explorer. This is what I've heard. So I guess my advice
there
to
are a few
to
little,
you is... why are you using Internet Explorer? Stop doing that. And then secondly, definitely stop doing that if you want to enter competitions and comment on TV.com.
There was a couple of dead links with podcasts and things like that. That's all being sorted.
It is all being sorted.
Yeah.
Yeah, that particular complaint arrived about half an hour after it went live. Yeah.
I think people sometimes look at the website and just go, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it?
Okay. So,
but thanks for your feedback.
Yeah, thanks for feedback. Keep it coming. We'll iron out all the creases. Right, on to our top story. And you're not happy. Yeah, Duncan won't do anything. It's the changes at Facebook. Now, two waves of changes. We've got the ones that happened on what, Wednesday, Thursday?
Wednesday, yeah.
And the ones that were announced yesterday at F8. First of all, the changes that have happened.
Yeah.
What do you make of these?
I agree with some people when they say you know, I'll pick what I think is important. That's fair enough. Don't like Facebook pick, but I haven't really noticed that much of a difference, to be honest.
I was a little bewildered at first, but now I kind of think, it works. So you go on and the top, what it says are your top stories are at the top. Now, the thing is, you can tweak it. So yesterday I looked at the top stories and it was like, yeah, well, I know these people, but they weren't necessarily, you know, things I was desperate to hear. So I started ticking, well, these are kind of the people I want to hear stuff from. And this morning, sure enough, those are the people who are the top stories. Mm. It works really well. And also, when you go back to Facebook another time later in the day, it gets rid of that top stories because it knows you've seen your top stories. Now it's just giving you your timeline as normal. I don't see quite what to complain about.
I think if you use it constantly, then maybe it would be.
But that's
a
the point. If you do use it constantly, it's only the first time you go on in the day that's going to show you top.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's going to look like it always did.
People always get very exercised about Facebook changes.
Yeah.
And I'm not on Facebook, so maybe I'm not fully qualified to comment. But isn't it? Surely the main point here is, it's Facebook. It's not the bloody Large Hadron Collider. If you can't get your head around the fact they've moved a few of their sodding boxes around, perhaps you ought to question.
What I also love is the last uproar.
Perhaps
was
a quick visit to
was in 2006.
Were those places you kill yourself in Switzerland?
The Dignitas Clinic.
Yeah, a quick visit. Take yourself out the gene pool if you're that worried about it. Really,
The last uproar was in 2006.
Yeah. Which, I remember that.
Which was when the
Facebook uproar of 2006.
It was when the news feed was introduced.
Yeah, yeah.
The
we
very
hate this.
Thing that people what? Are complaining about being meddled with.
What
now.
Happened before? I can't remember. What
it was just
before?
Your wall.
Oh.
Do you remember?
Yeah, yeah.
It was, you know, it was your wall, and you had to go on other people's walls to see what they were up to.
That's just annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
News feed, brilliant. But everyone was kicking off in 2006 when it came
it's
in.
It's a different thing.
Oh my gosh.
Me not like
see
different
myself.
Thing.
It reminds me, like, any change to Radio 4?
Yeah.
Like, every Radio 4 listener is in uproar. It's exactly. You kind of excuse Radio 4 listeners because they're, you know, they're slightly old, they're getting on a bit, and they don't like change.
Steady.
But Facebook users, you're all meant to be tweens and whatever.
Well, I suppose the thing with Facebook is it's almost universal now. But
I guess.
I mean, on Radio 4, God, if somebody comes on and says hi instead of hello, there's calls for the Director General to be publicly executed.
But I had
and
the
rightly,
worst,
in my opinion.
Yes, of course. Yes,
the worst status. Like, this is what annoyed me.
Mm.
This is what annoyed me. I had the worst. Some girl who I knew posted
she
in her news feed.
She spat that word.
A short story.
What?
She in her status, she posted a short story.
Mm-hmm. I thought it had to be a pithy little sentence.
No, it was half a page. Half a page.
So your entire.
No,
so my entire was like filled by this.
Was it a good short
story? No, I didn't read
it. Okay.
That's outrageous. Well, that's spamming, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, and because everyone, all of her friends had gone like, "Oh, I love this. You made me cry. Oh, you showed how to make someone sad."
Oh, God.
I was like, "Oh," so I unsubscribed.
Good.
It wasn't even a happy story.
The other thing that people have news ticker. Now, is this on even on our Facebook?
I haven't seen it.
I'm wondering if this is US only at the moment.
I haven't seen it.
The news ticker is a little thing in the corner, which is basically like the news wall.
Yeah.
I couldn't quite understand what the point of it was. It was like a news wall within a news wall.
No, but I think that's like, you know, when you have your top stories and then on the side you had the latest.
Okay.
I think that news ticker is the latest.
Right. Americans do like their tickers.
Yeah, they do.
They always like to have information streaming in front of them in a constant sort of moving.
They don't read it, but they just think they're absorbing it.
Yeah, the kind of osmosis process.
So on to the more monumental Facebook announcements. So this was F8 yesterday, Mr. Zuckerberg.
This would be the one about discovering a means to travel faster than the speed of light.
That's the Large Hadron Collider.
I'm getting them mixed up again.
While we're on that,
what's all that about?
Well,
Einstein said
kind of,
you can't do it.
Kind of
but that's
it. In a kind of Daily Mail way, they sort of said, Einstein said you couldn't do this. It completely gets rid of the theory of relativity. But wasn't that all like, what about, is it quantum physics that kind of is meant to explain all this? Or
no, I think quantum physics actually takes a different approach. What this is saying is that without using quantum physics, they've somehow gone faster than the speed of light.
I don't know.
Which should be impossible.
Let's get someone on to explain this at some
point. I know what it is. It's like when they fired off the beam, it's just the guy, he stood there with his stopwatch, and there's always a, you don't go. Nobody can hit the button straight away, can they?
Like, you know, those radar.
Even Usain Bolt did a full start.
And you know, those radar guns, there's like a 10%, you know, in court.
That's why you can, that's the beam's going to challenge this ticket. No way was I doing faster than the speed of light, man. No way.
Whatever.
And no way was I parked in that place in Basildon.
And I call my expert witness, Albert Einstein. time. Yeah. Anyway, back to Facebook.
That was very highbrow for us.
It was.
Everybody at home is going, wow, they know stuff about physics, sort of. They don't just sit there talking shit all the time.
So we often discuss quantum physics.
Zuckerberg stood up and announced this.
Imagine expressing the story of your life where you have all the recent stuff that you've done, and then all the most important and meaningful things from your life are highlighted and called out for you to see right there. And because these are the unique moments from your life, imagine an expression that is beautiful. It's the heart of your Facebook experience, completely rethought from the ground up. We've been working on it all year, and we're calling it Timeline.
Oh, that is beautiful. Woo-hoo!
I love it. If you listen back to that and just imagine to yourself that he's describing a turd, and it works on every level. It's wonderful.
He's obviously had a bit of voice coaching, but it starts to wear out as he gets towards the end. His voice goes back to its normal kind of Dalek-like consistency as he gets towards the end. So by the end, it's just like, Timeline.
It's called Timeline.
There was a fake Zuckerberg on, a comedian who came on at the start. He was brilliant. Really good. Go on live stream. They've got the whole thing. It is actually worth listening to. Not the whole.
Let's not get carried away.
The whole keynote, but the beginning with it.
Just the
comedian.
Funny bit.
It is very good. Okay, so life feeds thing.
Timeline.
Yeah, thank you.
It's so beautifully named. Yeah. We forgot it after 3 seconds.
Completely forgot it.
I was waiting for a great name. Then it was like
Timeline.
It is though.
Have you seen it? Have you had a look at it? Okay, right. Let me describe it to you.
The Nirvana Quantum.
Let me paint pictures with words. So it's basically at the top is everything that's happened to you that month. So loads of pictures and things like that. And it's stuff you've. It's very heavily picture based. So lots of pictures and stuff and updates.
Pictures
like
that you've put up.
Yeah, yeah. Scroll down. It's just a huge long list, and you can go down literally right to the beginning of your life.
And as forgotten,
as it goes back in time, it kind of condenses things a bit more. So it picks what it thinks are the most important pictures from that time and things like that. So in the same way that top stories is choosing what should be the top top posts, Timeline is going, okay, in 2007, these were the most important pictures and things that happened to you. And if we go decades back, there's just a couple of your birth, you know, that sort of thing.
But I birth?
Yeah, you can retrospectively post things.
So I was going to say because
I'm going to have a picture of me up as a baby.
Yeah, you can do all that. And
I wasn't posting to Facebook very frequently. In
1972. Obviously you'd have to fill in a few gaps along the way.
I don't know if I like that.
you see, you're doing it now.
Well, it's just a bit strange, isn't it? Why?
It's strange.
It's sort of the logical conclusion of everything Facebook's been working on. I mean, obviously, the idea isn't that you do it retrospectively. The idea is that you do it for your children.
Their entire bloody life
is online.
But it's basically what exists now, as in all...
I love the way that people think that's great.
Yes. Well,
it's so good. Like, we used to have photo albums, and you just show them to people that you knew. But now everything's online for every bastard in the world to look at.
Well, obviously, you don't have to... You can change your privacy settings and all that kind of thing, but...
Pitfall.
It's what's there now.
People
it's
just like
all
showing
this
things.
All this content's there now anyway. It's just to see it all now, you'd have to just scroll through pages and pages and pages of stuff. This presents it beautifully and gets rid of all the, you know, sorts the wheat from the chaff, as it were.
So it's like a memory box.
Yes.
An online memory box.
But Dan, how does it sort the wheat from the chaff?
Well, that's
what
Facebook's,
logarithm can
Facebook's
tell it. That,
painted logarithm.
Because this has happened to me before, and it's always, you know, when they did that app where you could go in and watch, you could go in and it was a gallery of your life. Yeah. Did you remember that? So you'd go into an art gallery, and all the pictures from Facebook would be displayed like a gallery of your life. And that algorithm was rubbish because it was things that people had commented on. And usually they're really awful pictures of me.
All the
they're
worst pictures of you. Yeah.
Like,
oh my God.
Terrible. Oh my God. Yeah.
What were you up to last night?
Yeah. It's like, well, that's not what I want in my memory box. I want like nice things.
Yeah.
So if that, I'd be intrigued to find out why
that's
it does.
That's true. Yeah. Well, you just end up with lots of pictures of you vomiting.
You just look terrible. Like, there's no pictures of me vomiting on Facebook. They're all in my private album.
I guess it's the first step down the road. Because at the moment, I don't think the technology is quite there, is it? But obviously they're thinking, well, in 20 years' time, The technology will be there, and it'll just be magically showing you your entire life in a way that you don't even remember it.
Mm. It's all a bit scary. The other thing he was showing.
It'd be very useful for piecing together all manner of those huge chunks of my life, though, to be quite honest.
If really, you have amnesia.
2004 is a bit amazing. Of a
kind of do. Yeah. It's sort of booze amnesia.
I've got all my photos saved on my computer, and they're all in years and all this kind of thing. Beautifully arranged. There are no photos in 2004. I've no idea. What was I doing?
Flirted with the idea of using just a film camera and never got around to scanning anything
what
in.
Happened. So, the next thing was all this the media sharing. So you'll be able to see what your friends are listening to on Spotify. Yep. You'll be able to listen to the same tracks. Same with Netflix and Love Film and all this kind of. It's not Facebook aren't doing this themselves. They're not being the provider. They're just the conduit to seeing what your friends are listening to or watching, and then you do the same. What do we think of that?
That's fine.
It's just sharing stuff, isn't it? I mean, I think my problem with Facebook and everything like that in general is it just seems to whittle away at people's individuality, and this is just yet another way that it does that in a way. But I don't get that exercised about it. I'm not making a big stand by not being on Facebook. I just can't be bothered to be on Facebook. I think it's a neutral thing. There's things about it that are positive. There are a few things that maybe are a bit negative. But ultimately, I don't care. I think that's my my ultimate standpoint.
It's going to be interesting
Facebook.
How Facebook users actually receive this, because like I mean there were really vehement posts against tiny changes that were made this week.
Yeah, but do you know what? People
who really
talk shit. Yeah. That's another one of my guiding rules in life. Like most people are just sat there going, yeah, this is okay. The people actually who've got something to say about it, by and large, they're not going to say, wow, I think this is wonderful. They're going to be. It's always going to be the people who are like, oh, I don't like this, and a lot of the time, they haven't even thought about it. It's a bit like this podcast, you know, I haven't really thought about anything I say. I just sit here and it kind of streams out, like so much.
In 2006, when that was the last uproar, there was nothing really to get, there was MySpace, but now there is Google Plus. It's come out of, come into public beta now. Anyone can join.
Yeah, I think it's just Facebook has got such a massive, massive presence that people... you've already updating Twitter, you're already updating your Facebook. Are you really going to go, oh, I've got to update my Google Plus?
I think a lot of people have gone on Google Plus this week because, I don't know, for whatever
just
reason, they got the hump with Facebook and thought, wow, you know, I'll show them, I'll move to Google.
I bet there's been like a spike in activity. I mean,
For what I got the impression of people's experience there was, oh, it looks pretty and there's great functionality, but where are all the people? Mm. You know, where are all my friends? So that's going to stop you, until it gets that critical mass. You're not going to get very
far. It's a bit of a catch-22 situation, isn't
it? It is, rather, yes.
I mean, unless people... I mean, I don't know why Facebook haven't introduced this anyway. The one killer app of Google Plus is the fact that you can put people in different groups.
And video hangouts, let's not forget. Now available on mobile.
96-way video chat.
Yes. Well, hey.
Yes, no, that is a killer feature. That's true. I was wrong to forget that one. But the circles is a great idea. Yeah. And
that
Facebook obviously should steal it.
Yeah.
I don't know why they haven't.
I'm sure that's just an update away. Plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Fourth of October, honestly, that is when the iPhone 5 is landing. All Thing D's John Pakowski has boldly stuck his pin in the calendar on that date, and so has the notorious insider scoop man Jim Dalrymple. Why can't these people have normal names? From The Loop. Meanwhile, speculation is rife after Apple board member Al Gore confirmed there'll be new iPhones next month.
Al Gore?
By strange coincidence, there have been multiple leaks of upcoming handsets from Apple's competition. The full specs of the Galaxy S3 have been outed online with a 2GB quad-core processor and Android Ice Cream Sandwich. Meanwhile, leaks of a Motorola Atrix 2 points to a lowly dual-core chip and gingerbread.
Rubbish. The Touchpad Go, HP's baby tablet, has been spotted in the wild. The webOS slate became the no-go after the plug was pulled on the project, but that hasn't stopped the 4x3 7-inch tab appearing in China, where it's been seen sporting a 1.5GB processor and 16 gigs of storage.
Also spotted this week, there's no news. A leaked spy shot of what appears to be a 7-inch Motorola tablet. The slimmed-down Zoom has a thin new profile and comes on the back of hints of a new-look Zoom successor later in the year. We'll keep you posted.
It comes on the back of it. Beautiful wording.
Google Wallet has finally been rolled out in the US. The Big G announced that punters with a Nexus S 4G on Sprint will be the first to get mobile payments thanks to an over-the-air update. Citi MasterCard and Google's own prepaid card are already on board, with Visa, Discover and American Express on the way soon.
And finally, if you're in Changsha, China, this week don't forget to stop off at the Angry Birds theme park. The knockoff park has giant slingshots and furry birds to hurl at life-size blocks. T3's review, no star.
Yeah,
there is no news.
It was rubbish.
All rumour.
No.
Why don't people announce things anymore?
Don't know. I'm still chuckling over the HP no go. That was a great play on words. The HP go, more like the HP no go.
Hey.
HP gone.
Time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM, Duncan.
No go. Right. Creeps tweets. Mark Crawley says, loving the live podcast. Blimey. You want to get out more, mate. Does Dan have one of his trademark cardigans on?
You did, actually.
No, I didn't.
No, you had a blazer on.
Yeah, it was a sort of Alan Partridge-esque blazer.
Yeah.
I saw one photo from it, and we... it's actually quite a cool photo. We looked like a sort of experimental rock band or something. More than
prog rock.
Some people doing a podcast. So that was good. Beef Queen. Oh, was he there? Or she?
No.
Nobody announced themselves as being...
The Queenie
no,
of Beef?
No, Beef Queen wasn't there.
Oh, why
after
does it
Dan's
say
long register.
Cheers for the hospitality then?
Oh, maybe he was. She was.
Well, there are only two girls there.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
And neither of them
it?
Looked like they would call themselves Beef Queen.
No.
Oh, no. We didn't ask for Twitter usernames.
Yeah, this is terrible.
I know, that's what we should have done. You're obsessed with like people saying their names
Mistake.
In a great long list.
Mistake.
Sorry.
Ree.
Oh, Sean Wilkes. Great way to start the weekend. Thanks to the at T3.com team and great to meet everyone at the T3 Pod 200.
Mm-hmm. See, he was there as well.
Yeah.
I'm piecing it together now.
Why are you making me read this one out? Duke of Peckham. At the recording of AtTHero.com 200th podcast, very excited. By the way, re gorgeous legs. LOL. Thanks, the Duke of Peckham.
Hey.
Thank you for that. Also, there's
bit
some...
sexist.
Yeah.
What about my legs?
Yeah, what's the matter with mine, hey? I've got beautiful pins. PR Gilbert 2001, Olsworth and Whippy 31, all asking... where the live pod was on iTunes. Whippy says, just a little criticism, but why is it taken until Wednesday to be able to download your podcast 5 days after you've done it?
Right. As you may know, we launched a website.
Oh, so I had heard about that.
So we've had a few technical problems with the pod, which should now be rectified. So if you listen to us on podcast, then you'll actually know that it's been rectified.
There we go. There was also the fact that it was...
And if you're not listening to this now, it's all gone tits up.
Also, there was a bit of delay because it was done on a Friday evening.
Yeah, it was.
We don't work at the weekend. screw that. Then Monday... I had an insane Monday. Tuesday, I actually got around to editing the podcast because some of the levels needed tweaking because we were doing it live. Finally got that done. Got it to Ree, and Ree put it up on the Wednesday.
Yeah,
so that's there you go. That's how 5 days slipped by.
Yeah.
But there was a helpful tweet in the meantime. They did say if you're a Mixlr, you can actually listen to it there.
Yes. Thank you to Michael Saw.
Michael Saw.
Michael Saw.
He works for T3
for that. Mike Saw.
Right. Why is it Saw H?
Because that's how
he spells it.
I think the other reason it was so late was we had to ascertain how embarrassing it was.
Yeah.
And then take a view on whether we wanted anybody to ever hear it again.
Ever listen to that. On the Facebook group, lots of photos from last week's live pod, including discussions on whether Ree was wearing a Christmas jumper
Ta-da!
Last week.
Ta-da! I've got one today.
Yeah.
I didn't think so much Christmas as Detective from The Killing. Sarah Lund from The Killing.
Andy Lyons, BBC Simon 4. White, and Yasser Charisma all complaining that it was too short.
Really?
It was the standard.
Ree's jumper was too short.
It was.
It was the standard length. But maybe if we do it again, maybe we could push it to an hour. Yeah. Who knows?
It felt like about 3 hours.
I was surprised
that it was only half an hour.
Yeah, I thought the name calling lasted.
Yeah, that felt like about a week.
That was the best bit. Dan Walters, wow, 200th podcast, and now 200 Facebook members. Yeah, I think we're up to 202. Actually. I've also had a message from Michael, our Olympian, who's been shooting for Great Britain in China. He tells this tale. Whilst I was out shopping, I was constantly being offered knockoff DVDs and other fake goods. And one guy offered me an iPad 2 for £100 after following this guy down a dark back alley. Michael, the next time someone offers you something for £100, don't follow them down a dark alley.
Why does it need to be down a dark alley?
Well, that's how they work. He indeed got out what looked like an iPad 2. I thought Christmas had come early. Upon inspection, though, it was completely made of plastic, no aluminium or glass, and best of all, it was running Android 2.2. That is probably the best thing you could do with an iPad. One thing about it was better. It did have an SD card slot built in. It's a bit
did
of a giveaway.
It?
Very clever, the Chinese.
No, yeah. He didn't buy it. He did say if I was awash with cash, I would have bought it just for the comedy value, but yeah. Dropping £100 on a crappy tablet, perhaps, yeah, that looks like an iPad.
Just get an Andy pad.
Yeah. What do we got for our gadget of the week? Quite like this.
It's on live.
On live.
Yeah.
Here it is. This is, so I've got the box. And those of you, if you went to Eurogamer, you would have got one of these for free.
Really?
Yeah, they were handing them out.
Handing them out in Eurogamer, yeah.
That's
they
awesome.
Were handing them out here.
Don't take the plastic off.
I won't take the plastic off. So this is, you've got the controller here. Which...
this one going to be a present for somebody.
But like but quite like an Xbox controller.
Yeah, it's
controller.
Very much like an Xbox controller.
I'd say the
controller.
Best thing about this, the controller is bigger than the console.
Yeah. That's true. The console...
we don't actually need that.
A bit like a funkier looking Apple
TV. But it's
TV.
True, it's just for plugging into your telly.
Just for plugging into your telly if you're going to play on your telly.
That gets your telly networked up.
The controller, you can play that with your tablet or you can use it on your laptop. So I met Steve Pillman, who's the CEO of OnLive.
So you've had a play with all this?
Yeah.
And were you as impressed as Jason Bradbury was?
Yeah, it actually.
Jason Bradbury is permanently very impressed.
I was like, I don't think anyone can be as impressed as Jason Bradbury.
I think
anything.
He gets it, he sort of turns his head out of bed in the morning and sees like his slippers on the ground. And he's like, ah!
They're the best slippers I've ever seen.
He immediately tweets, best slippers ever. Lol.
Lol.
Loving the slippers.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are you loving the OnLive?
Yeah, it is. It is really good. I don't know if it's gonna take off immediately because I think it's like Spotify really for gaming. Mm. So I think for a long time people might just use it for free, play the demos, and the people have got to get their heads around that a game costs $1.99. You pay $6.99 like Spotify Premium, and you get loads of free games. So I don't know, people might use it free for a while and then
it depends
go, well,
also
I quite like this and
how
then
many of the big
get
brands
on
come on board.
Yeah.
I mean there are quite a lot of games available.
And
there
what
are some good
and
games,
also what the marketing push is behind it. You know, you think of Nintendo and Sony, the amount of ammunition they throw at launching a console, whatever. This hasn't, you know,
they're PRing it quite hard, but it doesn't seem to be a massive advertising and above the line marketing campaign.
Yeah.
So my terminology right?
Maybe one for the enthusiasts.
Yeah, definitely one for the enthusiasts.
It's a soft launch.
They have,
I'm getting at all the terminology.
They've got some cool ideas that if you buy a proper hard disk to play on your PS3 or Xbox, then in some games you'll get an OnLive kind of free. You get it free on OnLive because you've bought the hard disk. So that's quite cool. But
so have we got a video of you playing around with this?
We've got a video of Steve Pillman and talking through the features of it all.
There are, you can check it out on the new
TV.com. I'd say there's two issues with it, which is you can't use it wirelessly, so you have to have it plugged in via Ethernet, which is a bit of a drag. And the other one is, this is more what people have told me than my own experience, but the graphics aren't really quite there because they are in effect almost being. It's almost like a video of the graphics being streamed to you rather than the game itself.
The game itself, so it's not quite as crisp.
So although I think the idea is kind of, it's almost like it's the future. Yeah. Maybe this incarnation, this like V1. Isn't quite the finished article.
Let's wait for V3.
V7.
Okay. And also sort out your internet
connection. But no, it is pretty,
get cable.
It's a pretty amazing thing. And it works about as well as you could reasonably wish for a new product.
Good stuff.
But I still wouldn't buy it.
Thank you.
I'll quite happily have a free one.
Duncan's conclusion to most things,
well,
I have to say.
It's true.
Right, very quick update on the T3 Awards. What stage are we at now?
Voting is now closed. You can no longer vote on anything.
What happens next?
So the judges will collect all the votes, then the judges will have their vote, and then we'll pick the winners.
Okay.
Not pick the winners, I mean the winners will be
then
picked.
We in this studio will pick the winners. No, it's sort of a combination of votes and judges, isn't it, that decides the winner. Okay, good stuff. When are the awards?
The 10th of October.
Which is also when the next issue will be on sale. God willing. That's what we're aiming for anyway. And then obviously on the website, all the announcements will be on the website on that evening as well.
Great. Well, that is about all for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.